Well, it's hard to believe that 2026 is right around the corner as we put a bow on 2025, which means thinking now about next year and your farm operation and making sure that you have the right tools in place here in 2026. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Craig Carter. He's the Regional Vice President of Agricultural Lending for Farm Credit Mid-America, and he serves West Central Indiana. First of all, before we dive deeper into planning now for 2026, tell me a little bit more about yourself, Craig. A huge role for you at Farm Credit Mid-America, Craig.
First of all, thanks for having me, CJ. Really appreciate the time. And it's technically been January 6th, I think. So I'm coming up on 1 year, and I don't know whether it's gone really fast or really slow. I think the slow part for me has been just the challenge and maybe the learning curve that's come with joining this part of the industry. But yeah, not a stranger to agriculture. I grew up on a row crop farm just outside of Frankfort. And so actually had some pigs growing up as well. And so learned a lot the hard way, if you will, or just from experience as a kid growing up on a farm. And then my brother's actually returned to our family farm, so it continues on. I get some tractor time when I can, but I've had an industry career in actually a different part of the industry for the last 20 years in the agronomy side in the seed industry. And so spent about 20 years in the seed industry and then just joined Farm Credit in January of 2025. And yeah, work with a team of financial officers to serve customers and farmers and rural communities in West Central Indiana in about 15 counties.
Craig, I know that many farmers across Indiana are feeling the squeeze because of the Indiana farm economy. Commodity prices on the downside, you have input prices on the higher side. So what are your thoughts, Craig, about the state, the current state of the Indiana ag economy and what you're seeing among the Indiana customers that you're serving?
Well, I'd say squeeze is probably a good word, just to use your word there. I think it does depend on who you ask, though. There are kind of two different stories. If you're in the livestock sector, actually that part of our industry has done fairly well, at least here recently. And so if you're talking to somebody that's raising cattle or even in the pig business, so it, you know, the livestock side of the business has been a little better, but squeeze would be definitely the right word if you're a row crop farmer in the grain side of the industry. And so yeah, they've come off of what ended up being fairly good yields, to be honest, even despite especially Southern Indiana having a bit of a challenging spring. I think most farmers would say their crops were good, but to your point, commodity prices remain low. And especially as we look to the next year, and even this past year, as input prices remained high, just that margin has squeezed things for farmers, specifically in the grain sector.
Chatting with Craig Carter, he's the Regional Vice President of Agricultural Lending with Farm Credit Mid-America here on Hoosier Ag Today. Farmers certainly have a lot on their minds right now, planning ahead for the upcoming spring planting season, also making sure all of their proverbial ducks are in a row if you're a livestock producer. But what should farmers be thinking about and doing as we get closer and closer to the brand new year, Craig?
Well, it is hard to believe that 26 is almost here. I think this early snow in December has us all thinking it's the middle of winter already, but it's not quite. But I think it is a natural time for a lot of farmers, especially row crop farmers, to pause and reflect, first of all, on the year they just had and what are some things that they can learn from the crop that they just raised, the decisions that they made, the way that they marketed their crop. You know, what are some insights that they can take from 25 and reflect on 26? I don't know if you'd call it a New Year's resolution, but I think a lot of us think about those kinds of things this time of year, right? Let's look backwards, but also looking forward to your question. People are doing a lot of year-end planning, as you can imagine right now, a lot of tax planning, and just so making sure you're connecting with your accountant, talking to your lender, understanding if, you know, in income you might need to take or expenses you might need to think about to finish the year the way you want it to. But I especially think about just planning for the 26 crop, having realistic expectations about what the landscape looks like, but thinking about meetings with input suppliers, again, maybe talking with your lender as you plan for that crop. And we've got plenty of time still ahead of us, but it'll sneak up on us. So I think that's another thing that a lot of producers are doing right now between meeting with their accountant and input suppliers, just planning ahead for the 26 crop year.
Craig, how can farmers continue to prepare for market fluctuations and changes in consumer demand here in 2026?
Well, they sure have fluctuated. I would say, you know, that's not new to farming, though. That's not new to especially row crop farmers. If you're trying to market grain, you're used to fluctuations in the market. And so for a lot of people, as they step back and reflect on last year, another thing that they'll think about for the new year is some kind of a projection. So I would just challenge them to think about knowing their cost of production and really understanding their break even at different prices, right? And so they can start to think about how would I build a marketing plan based on what I know about my cost of production. I actually went to a conference here recently it was hosted by a grain marketer, and he kind of said it well. We, you know, farmers create a marketing plan to protect themselves from themselves, just because it's easy to get into the year. And sometimes those market fluctuations can be emotional, right? But I think to take some of the emotion out of it, having an objective plan that you go into the year with that you can execute against, knowing your cost of production really helps. And then I think about the changes in consumer demand that you asked about. So just understanding your local markets, those have changed over time, be it consolidation in downstream buyers, but also there may be other new opportunities that have emerged as well. And so understanding those local markets and how those have changed over time is important.
How can farmers, Craig, strengthen their financial resilience for 2026?
Well, farmers are resilient, that is for sure. Just as you think about, speaking of the fluctuations in the market and all of the risks that they take, and I should have mentioned crop insurance as another tool to manage some of those fluctuations. So, you know, I'm sure those are decisions and things on farmers' minds. And as we head into 26, I think it doesn't pencil a lot different than 25 in a lot of ways. And so I think for most farmers, they're stepping back from that, again, reflecting on 25. Planning for 26, I would just say focus on what you can control. Boy, there are a lot of things that are out of our control in this industry. Farmers are price takers typically, but there's a lot that goes on around them. But I think just focusing on what they can control, their costs, the management decisions that they get to make, and then maximizing production. You know, a lot of people came off a 25 year where even though commodity prices were relatively low, still some had an okay year, but it was mostly because they maximized their production and had good yields. And so focusing on those things, knowing your numbers. I just had breakfast with someone last week who was getting ready to meet with his accountant, and his comment was, "I already know the numbers. I already know what he's going to tell me," you know. But that to me was a sign that he's a person that's managing his operation well. He knows his numbers. He's going to go in, and instead of kind of listening to what his accountant tells him, he already knows. He already has kind of a plan in mind. So I think another thing would just be to be creative. It is a tough environment. We're in a down cycle in the ag economy. And so whether that's looking for value-added markets, diverse revenue streams, thinking about a way to have some kind of off-farm income, maybe those things can create some cushion in a down cycle like this, in a tough time like this, that can allow someone to come out on the other end.
You know, Craig, the average age of the American farmer is about 55 years old. So we're seeing a lot of farmers who are still in the game, and a lot of farmers who are retiring and handing off their farms to that next generation. So let's talk about young and beginning farmers. Let's say they're taking over for their dad, maybe even their grandpa who may be retiring. How are those areas that they should be focusing on similar to what more established producers should be thinking about? And how are they different from what more established producers should be thinking about, Craig?
You know, that's a great point. It's actually something we've talked about and even looked at recently within our portfolio here in West Central Indiana. Over 50% of our customers, our clients that we work with, are over 60. And so for us, we know, and even in the industry, it's not new that there's a generational transition, a generational shift that's really happening before our eyes right now. And so, you know, our mission at Farm Credit Mid-America is to secure the future of rural communities and agriculture. And so if we're staying true to our mission, we're absolutely thinking about the next generation. And so it's hard because, to your point, most young farmers today may not have a lot of financial depth. May not have even had an opportunity to build that. What I mean by that is that, you know, most of their balance sheet items are on the top. They maybe haven't bought farms and, you know, bought assets that they've been able to build a lot of net worth with over time. So that looks very different. Their balance sheets look different. And so I think just for young and beginning farmers, being patient is key. I know that's hard to do when you're young, but give yourself time. I don't know anyone that's gotten rich in farming overnight. That's just something that they'll have to be patient and know that a lot of that happens over time. Adding financial depth happens over time. A lot of them end up at this point may have off-farm income and that can supplement, just their living costs, et cetera. So that's an important thing to keep in mind as well. I think for them, it looks different because they're young and they can't make up that time. They just have to live through it. They have to be resilient, back to our last question. And then lean in on the advice from the people that are either in their network or are the older generation that they're working with and maybe taking over from, because they have more experience. They've lived through the down cycle like we're in right now, that, you know, they've lived through those before. So those are some suggestions I would have. And for us at Farm Credit Mid-America, we actually have a separate segment we call our Growing Forward segment. And so we actually have relaxed underwriting standards, as an example, just to help some young and beginning farmers get started. So we try to look at that segment in a different way, resource it a little bit uniquely, take on a little bit more risk with that portfolio or that part of our portfolio, to be honest, because we feel like it's helping us serve our purpose.
Craig, if someone would like to get a hold of you and your team with Farm Credit Mid-America, if they have questions about their financial position, they have questions about loans and other opportunities for advancing their farm operation in 2026, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team at Farm Credit Mid-America?
There's several ways they can get a hold of us. You can find us online pretty easily, Farm Credit Mid-America, on our website. And you can actually on the website find a local contact within any one of our offices. But just in West Central Indiana, we have offices in Rensselaer, Kokomo, Lafayette, Williamsport, and Crawfordsville. But those five offices serve almost 16 counties kind of in West Central, Northwest Indiana. So, you know, at Farm Credit Mid-America, we really, one of the biggest differences is we understand agriculture. We have a mission that is to secure the future of rural communities and agriculture. And so we wake up every day with that in mind. We have the customer at the heart of everything that we do. And I think our people show up well, professional, knowledgeable, and just have a servant's heart. And so if someone is looking for advice or thinking about next steps in growing their operation or making an investment, we have a lot of fantastic people that are here to serve.
Once again, Craig Carter, Vice President of Agricultural Lending with Farm Credit Mid-America, and that website, once again, fcma.com. Craig, thank you so much for your time. Merry Christmas to you, Happy New Year, and all the best to you and your team at Farm Credit Mid-America here in 2026, Craig.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you as well. Appreciate the time.